This is Beyond the News with host Dr. Larry Ward, produced and edited by the Lotus Institute.
Upper limits are limits within our minds and hearts. They can define us as we respond to our experience and perception of being limited. I saw a great news story today about a young boy who's now 15 years old, who's had one leg all of his life. He is an avid sports person. His family, of course, has been very supportive to his love of sports and his willingness to achieve. His mantra to himself, I heard today, it is no limits. And so I'm not talking so much about physical limits. They exist. I'm talking about our inner limits, the limits we create in our minds, the limits we create in our hearts. And so to learn to recognize and navigate these limits is one key to deep self-knowledge and self-creativity and impact. This is easy to get confused with being perfect, setting a goal and reaching your goal and having accomplishments. All of that's fine, but the perfect part is not so good. It paralyzes us in a make-believe world. We are not perfect. We're not asked to be perfect. We are asked to be present. And so how we develop the self-knowledge of the difference between the idea of being perfect and the reality of the presence of our own lives, which is available to us in every moment, is the key to our happiness in our relationships and in our work in the world. One of the obstacles, maybe the greatest obstacles to our, that define our limits, are our fears. I want to spend a few minutes naming some of these fears. There are many lists, of course, the whole books are written. But I want to bring your attention to the fear of abandonment, or the fear of being left behind, or left with, you know, the old game of musical chairs where you run around and a chair disappears and you may not have one. That's a, I think the German word for this is angst. That's an anxiety producing experience that can paralyze us. So you don't want to stand up. You don't want to run around. You don't want to play the game. That can come up as a limit. Loss of identity. Many people today are really in the throes of the crisis here. The fear of losing what they've become identified with as a self, as some kind of separate essence or entity. This also can mean fear of the loss of losing power, which is a driving force in our world today, locally and globally. One can see it everywhere in the news. This fear of loss of meaning or loss of purpose, I think, is a very compelling awareness in oneself. How are you with your sense of purpose? How are you with your sense of meaning in your life? And the question comes, how do you stand in your own way of that purpose? How do you stand in your own way of touching and being touched by the meaning of your precious life? Of course, fear of sickness. I have an eye surgery coming up tomorrow, and I'm realizing I've never had one of those before. I don't like things in my eyes, and so I'm learning to relax. I'm learning to, again, every occasion like this is an opportunity to calm my mind, see clearly, look clearly, and help my nervous system enter the surgery in a calm state. and to help my mind enter the surgery in a calm state. That's the best thing I can control in terms of going past the limits of my anxiety. So where are you on this spectrum of self-knowledge of your fears and how it may block you inside your journey of your life? It may block you in love, it may block you in work, it may block you in relationships, it may block you in caring for the earth. Pay attention. Become more knowledgeable of your own fears. Make a list of them. But more importantly, is how we respond to our fears. We can respond in a kind of immediacy, head in the sand experience, not looking up, not paying attention, ignoring them. Or we can peek at them like through opening a window once in a while and look and see, and then withdraw and pretend you didn't see it. Or we can be really aggressive about it, angry that we're even having that experience. We can express that passively or more actively. Or we can train ourselves over and over again to come to terms with, to be at ease with, to live in partnership with our own fears. And when we're able to live in partnership with our fears, as information from our bodies and minds about our next upper limit, our next, I'm a Star Trek fan, so I really like the space travel idea, the visuals of it. But think of space inside of yourself. Where have you yet to travel? Where have you yet to go? And what are your own stories and your own habits that may be keeping you from your next adventure in your life? Beyond the News is about self-knowledge. And our self-knowledge empowers us beyond our even own expectations. Practice being calm, slowing down, spend a little time every day in silence, and don't think too much, but feel a lot. And your body will know when you have let go of hanging on to your fear, and therefore your limit disappears.
This episode was made possible by the generous support from the Hemera Foundation and the Frederick P. Lenz Foundation. If you would like to support this podcast and other programs at the Lotus Institute, please visit our website at www.thelotusinstitute.org/donate. Thanks for listening.